Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Forgive me, I need to give a preemptive ask for forgiveness, because the next couple days are not going to be good. The next couple days, I can't muster any joy, and I need your forgiveness. I'm asking, because over the last 2 weeks, you know, we've kind of come snapped out of it a bit, and it was fun, like 2 weeks, 10 days. We laughed a lot, some gallows humor. We even found a way to look forward to the roaring 20s, figuring out a way where we're able to, you know, just do something. Have some sort of hope, right? We're able to do that. Now, last night, the Bucks won the NBA title. Now, I will tell you, I did not watch a second of the Bucks winning the NBA title, much like Ben Simmons, whom we will speak about shortly. That was our championship. Now, I'm not taking anything away from Milwaukee, right? Because, like, listen, they deserved it. Forget about Brooklyn wasn't healthy, whatever. This Sixer team did not deserve to win the title. So I'm not saying that this Sixer team deserved to win. But it was our title. If that makes any sense to you. See, I look at it like where the process was, looking at the landscape, understanding that a couple years ago we lost on a freaking four rim bounce, quadruple doink. This was our title. The landscape was right there to be seized, right? It was ours. It was our title. Jrue Holiday, who turns into a hell of a ball player, who was here pre-process. Chris Middleton, the whole thing, and of course the great Giannis. And look, the Greek Freak, God bless him, all right? I actually like the Greek Freak. I do. I enjoy. I like him. I root for him, except for in situations like this. I think he's got stones. I think he's cool. I think he's affable. Like, he wanted to stay in Milwaukee. Other guys go, I don't want to be around up here. It's horrible. Right? Freezing, the whole thing. My man was an ace about it, and he just wants to win. So I give Giannis all the credit in the world. So please, don't misconstrue. But I'm feeling a certain way today. I'm jealous. I feel forsaken. I feel robbed. Because this was our title. This was the walk down Broad Street, all right? This was it. This was supposed to be ours. 1983. Tunis isn't even thought in the South Tunis family. 1983, this was our title, Miss Rhonda, our title that was snatched from us. And you know why? And here's the problem. And this is why I'm just so distraught today. Because Giannis was a superstar, right? Giannis came up strong. He made 17 and 19 free throws. This whole series, he dominated this series. They couldn't, first of all, he had the bad knee, right? And he came back and he dominated the series. They couldn't guard him. Yeah, nobody can guard him. He was incredible. The one game where he didn't, because Middleton goes off, because he played decoy. He was amazing. Drew Holiday played well defensively, came up last night. They deserve it. But Giannis, the star, who has incredible similarities to the guy who wears 25. The guy who wears 25, who was celebrating his birthday yesterday like he was an 8-year-old. And listen, hey, it's your birthday. I'm not telling you what to do, whatever. But you're a grown man. All right? Look at me. I'm working on my birthday in the lab. Are you kidding me? And you know what? You could say all you want. Oh, now you're going to go kill Ben after you love him. I love that dude. Giannis has the heart of a lion, right? And what's Simmons have? What did he show you? What did he show you? It disgusts me. It's gross. Giannis was a champion, a lion. He said, you know what? I'm going to take all my energies, right? I'm going to take everything, all my shortcomings, and I don't care. I don't care if I shoot air balls. I don't care how I look. And I'm going to overcome it like a champion. And that's what Giannis did. And the guy who also can't shoot, who also struggles from the line, you know what he did? He passed the ball. He ran and hid. It's unforgivable. And it pains me. Like, you have no idea the pain. Like, I loved him. I loved him. And he came up so weak, but worse. Listen, I could put aside a lot of things, man. Like, I can go, well, maybe you're not ready yet, and this and that, and I'll make excuses for you. Like, you know, maybe you just need to grow, because I do still believe that there's great ability, great ability inside that kid. But he didn't show up. He ran from the stage, from the spotlight, from the ball when it mattered the most. And all right, so if you tell me that there's some issues that you got, all right, you know, like, I can empathize. I can give you a sympathetic ear. However, on the same day of the damn NBA Finals where Giannis comes up the big as he did, you know what I get from Ben Simmons? You know what I get from him? I get his birthday menu. Happy birthday, Ben menu. That's what I get. Oh, let's look. Thank you, bro, for sending me this. Let's look at the Ben birthday menu. Because Ben, he's not Mr. T in the friggin' basement, garden apartment, watching the fight, right? Working out in the lab, right? Ben, after his lab work, and to quote bro once more, it might as well be a Wuhan lab, all right? Here's Ben. Oh, how about some Mexican street corn flatbreads? Some lamb lollipops, chimichurri. Some lobster ravioli with blue chive butter. That's the appetizers. How about some miso glazed Chilean sea bass with forbidden black rice? That's what I get out of that dude. Are you kidding me? The height of just piggery right? The height of prideless behavior. I don't care if it's social media. And this is, everybody does social media. And la, 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 la. You got no pride that you can't wait a day to put that out. You do it during the NBA Finals. That's disgraceful. That's utterly disgusting that you have no concept why that's no good. Forget the fact that you were afraid to go to Australia and play for your country in the Olympics when that's what you need to do to fix your game. What do? You go and you throw yourself a birthday bash like you're 12. You're 25 freaking years old. Grow the bleep up, dude. It's your birthday. Big deal. You know what? 99% of the free world works on a birthday. They're not shooting jumpers. They're actually working at a job. You're not special. But you know what? The height of piggery, he's there, right? And listen, I don't begrudge anybody a dollar. You make a dollar, God bless you. I'm happy for you. But you know what sickens me is when you're a pig about it, right? When you come in and you just want to flaunt it, right? And you don't want to work for it. You don't want to earn it. And I'm tired of going, well, he works in the gym. You know what? You're not getting fixed, dude. You're not. It's the night of the NBA Finals. Get a freaking clue. At $150 million, go get a clue. Buy yourself pride. Buy yourself a clue. Are you going to subject everybody to those posts? That's embarrassing. Disgusting. What a loser. That's a loser's lament right there. Let me just come out and look at us. It's birthday Ben. Oh, it's sickening. Just sickening. And then I got to watch Aaron Nola, right? Because I'm out watching a basketball game. But come on, is that Bucks team that good? Seriously? Hello, Tunis.
You all right?
No, I'm not. I'm disgusted, dude.
Yeah.
But seriously. Like, I understand the culture. Like, I get it. Whatever. I don't really care. You know, you post whatever you post, your life. I don't understand. But there's a look. Is there not a look?
No, and it's a bad look, man. It is. And, you know, I saw somebody tweet this out last night. I forget who it was, but I completely agree with you. And he just said, must be nice when your star players step up in big spots, right? And this wasn't just Aaron Nola pitching poorly or, you know, Carson Wentz coming up small. No, he's talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo going out there scoring 50 points in a closeout game in the NBA Finals, grabbing 14 rebounds, and not passing up dunks like Ben Simmons did.
And listen, I don't even care. Like, all right, like I was over that part of it, right? Now, Giannis brings it back. But Andrew, do I need to see the menu from the kid's birthday party?
No, you didn't need to see it.
I mean, I'm serious.
You're right, like, he's flaunting. He's like, look at my lavish lifestyle.
Right, like, listen, I don't begrudge anything. You want to go buy a $17 million house in the hills? Hey, salute, you can do it. I think that's great. Dude, like, have a little respect for the fans. Like, this is my point, all right, is that you don't need, go have your birthday party with all your celebrity friends and act like you're somebody, okay? That's fine. I don't care. You're fugazi or what, whatever. You're not a real athlete because a real true winner competitor is dying. He's not, you know, chowing down on lamb lollipops.
Sounds good, though.
I don't even care. You know what? Stick that lamb lollipop right up your gigi. I could care less about it. Forget the shrimp. Like, if I'm him and I was embarrassed the way I was in the playoffs, I don't want to hear about birthday parties, and I don't want people go, oh, well, let him live his life. Well, guess what? But if you are a true champion, you couldn't sleep.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Ant. The menu isn't even really the one that bothers me. It's the, hey, look at me, I'm working out on my birthday. Like, it's almost like he puts that post out just so people know that he's a basketball player and he trains.
Dude.
When everyone else is taking off on their birthdays.
Well, do you understand that they're taking off their birthdays?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Everybody works on their birthdays.
Let me tell you something. 99% of the free world works. And you know what? They work hard jobs. All right? They're not in the gym shooting jump shots. Stop working. Stop with that ridiculous nonsense. Work the lab. It's a gym. It's a freaking gym with a basket. It's a lab. No, you know why? You know why that's a disgrace? Because the real people that are in a lab, scientists, trying to build a damn treatment for coronavirus, trying to make a vaccine, those people are in a lab trying to do something good for society. So don't call it a lab. People in a lab, they're not trying to find a cure for cancer. Those people work in a lab. You think those people work on a birthday? I'd say yeah. You're in a gym, dude. A gym.
Here's to my 25-year relentless pursuit, doing what I love on my B-day. I'm blessed. That was him in the lab. To his relentless pursuit. And here's the thing.
I would be ashamed to write that.
No, I would be too. And here's what's crazy. And you talked about it, right? Nobody could guard Giannis yesterday, right? I look back at that Hawks series. Who could have guarded Ben?
Nobody. That's
Kevin Huerter, Danilo Gallinari.
That's what drives me insane, dude.
None of those guys could guard
nobody.
Him.
It's criminal they lost. It's criminal. Criminal that they lost. Criminal.
And it's all on him. I mean, there's other guys to blame, right? Doc didn't coach a good series. Other guys came up small. But, you know, problem number one is Ben Simmons disappearing.
Dude, it's criminal that they lost that series. Let's all due respect to Trae Young, who, by the way, I respect, you know, tenfold. It's criminal. It's criminal that he doesn't go to the basket. How many times did I freaking say, I'm sorry, listen to me, I apologize to everybody I debated about Simmons, okay? I believe in this kid so bad. Like, this kid who works that hard on defense, come on, man. He can do so many things. And I apologize, man. I wanted him to be great so bad. I wanted him to be great. Because you know why? It's inside him. He's got the God-given ability. But I just don't think he's got the heart. He don't have the stomach for it. He's got the stomach for the lame lollipops, but he don't have the stomach to be a champion. Because how many times did we all say, just attack the rim, Ben. Just attack the rim. Attack the rim, Ben. Nobody can stop you, Ben. Nobody. You're bigger. You're stronger. You're quicker. You're more athletic. Nobody can stop you. It's amazing. The M. Night piece, Mr. Glass, right? Yes. Is the both ends of the universe.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Like, it's a truism. This dude might be the most athletic guy in the world. Because how many other dudes are 6'11", 45, 50, all muscle, can run all day, right? Can play all day. He's got all the wind in the world. I mean, even the big guy, as great as Joel is with his hands and coordination, you know, even he's got his wind. Simmons, same size, can run all day long, right? Built. The most athletic person maybe in the world. And yet, he gives you that. And I'm so disappointed, but it reeks of just piggery. Like, dude, look in the mirror. Like, dude, you know, listen, nobody's saying not to enjoy your life, because please, go ahead. But flaunting it on the night of the NBA Finals. Listen, do I care that he's in Wimbledon? I don't say anything. Go be in Wimbledon with your girl. Whatever, I don't care. But it's the night of the NBA Finals. It's symbolic, dude. You got to think. Somebody around him has to think, but nobody cares. See, that's the problem, Junis.
It's all brands.
I get back, right? I think back to it, and my reaction is nobody cares. That's the Mickey Mantle don't care about you. Nobody cares. Does he care about fans? Please. Does he care at all about achievement and winning for you don't care? And it gets back to us. Why should we? But we're lifers. This is what we do. And never going to change. Absolutely sickening. So I ask for your forgiveness today, because I'm just beat up, man. I feel horrible today. College Radio Tunis, 97.5 Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm not happy.
Nah, or should you be? You know what I mean? I'll start to be happy about.
Listen, I'm a big Tyler Zuli fan, all right? I like Tyler a lot. However, he needs some guidance here. He walks in today with this Sixers shirt.
He's on TV today, too.
Do I want to see a Sixers shirt today? Seriously, do I want to see that today?
Can I tell you an honest-to-God truth?
You were going to wear one?
This morning, you know, I usually, when I go out to run, I just grab the first T-shirt that's up there, right? Because right. I'm going to sweat in it. What do I care? And I first grabbed the first one on the top of the pile was a Sixers shirt. And I put it back in. So I wasn't going to run, you know, around Manyunk with a Sixers shirt on.
Bless
that's
you.
An honest-to-God story.
Bless you.
Picked up it was one of the practice shirts.
You know why? Because you have sensibilities. Now, I love Tyler, but he needs some germs in his life. Like, he's got to get dirty. He said he could watch the game. Like, he had a great time watching the game last night. What?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, excuse me? I'm sitting there sulking, watching freaking Aaron Nola.
Aaron Nola kind of small again.
You know, watching the slog end of that Phillies game where you kind of knew chance after chance they couldn't do anything with it.
The second, when Real Muto double play, that's when they were done.
Right. But can you imagine? Can you imagine? He's okay. Like, oh, it's fine. He needs some germs. He's a germaphobe. Who doesn't get, like, you got to get dirty.
The problem is.
It's like the kids. Like, see these kids that, oh my God. Listen, they got to eat dirt every once when they're 6 years old. Builds their immune system.
Got to play in the play areas at the restaurant.
Tyler's a pod.
A Tide Pod?
He's a Tide Pod.
A Tide Pod.
Tyler's a Tide Pod. He is. He's a pod. He's Tide Pod. He was hatched.
I mean, listen, if the Sixers went down with a valiant effort, all right, but they didn't.
How could you wear a Sixers shirt today?
Yeah, I'm disgusted.
How could you be like, oh, well, yeah, I watched the game. He's a tie. He's a pod.
Can I tell you another honest-to-God story?
Sure.
So it was one of the days it was really hot out, right?
Yeah.
And it was, you know what? It was the first week I started running, training for the marathon, and I was a dope and ran in the afternoon as opposed to the morning. It was 95 degrees out, right? So after I was still hot. You shower, you're still sweaty, right? So I had no shirt on in the house, but it was trash day, so I had to quickly take the trash out. And the first thing that was in reach was the Sixers windbreaker. And I was like, I don't have time. The trash truck's coming. Right. I don't have time to run upstairs. But I also thought, it was a perfect fit because I was taking out the trash.
Smart.
So I was like, you know what? I can put this on.
Yeah. Smart.
Because I'm taking out the trash.
Yes. Smart.
You know, if I had to quickly run to get to the mailman, I would go upstairs, get a shirt.
It was a metaphor.
But because I was taking out the trash.
It was a metaphor.
I was okay with it.
Yes. Makes sense. That's an apt metaphor. This Tyler. Oof. I love him to death. I got to get Devon on the caper here. We got to help him out.
And he's working the double duty today.
I know he is. He's with Tyrone. Now, General T.Y. General T.Y. is going to take him to the woodshed today.
I mean, Tyler's got to wear that for 8 hours. Minimal. General, I mean, he's already been here.
Listen, General T.Y. is going to take him to the woodshed. All right? And he should. He's got to learn.
You know what NBC Philly should do today? They should
buzz it out.
They should blur.
Yeah. I agree. You know, he is. He's a pod. He's a tie pod. Also, General T.Y. will be presiding over the case against Anthony R. Gargano.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so what time will the case be tomorrow?
I got to check with the defendant and legal counsel. But he's going to preside over it.
What did he do? Because
Judge T.Y.
You haven't told me anything yet.
The charges are treason. I'll just say this to you to start. My father, Anthony R. Gargano, grew up, born, Dickinson Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, lifelong resident up until he moves to Florida. Well, I got a text message at 8:09 p.m. from my dear beloved father. Fear the deer. I will show our YouTube audience. This was sent by my father.
Oh, man, he even just texted to you. He sent you a photo.
Yes. Fear the deer.
And this was not in some sort of joking manner. This is just...
I don't know what it was. It was... All I know is it was a violation.
A stone violation.
And he scoffed at it.
What did you say in return?
He scoffed. This man right here. See? Dad. Oh, I don't want to show his number. He'll kill me. No, it doesn't have his number on there. Look, there's Dad to the YouTube audience. He's got his picture on there.
Dude, that's stone violation.
Right? And he went, nah, with an exclamation mark.
And he's a dynamite of a guy. I met him at the Reading Terminal.
He went, nah. Sixers aren't playing the Bucks.
That don't matter.
In fact, that's completely out of line.
Oh, but Miss Alice, correct? That's his girlfriend?
Yeah, that's even worse. So we got to get
Miss Alice is a Bucks fan.
She's from Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
Yes. Treason against the land.
This is bad, man.
Yes.
Because you can't be doing that.
Yeah, it's real bad. So...
Shame.
Yes.
Shame. Shame.
General T.Y. Johnson will preside over the fate of Anthony R. Gargano tomorrow. To be true to the land.
Because you have conflict of interest here. You have to get out.
Well, I did. Here's what I did. True to the land to show my allegiance to the state, which is greater than self, greater than I brought charges against my own father.
That's why you're a good leader, man. Good work out of you. And he deserves it. I'm sorry.
I'm a believer in the land.
Man.
That's tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a sad day, man.
Yeah. Are you,
fear the deer. Can you imagine?
Right?
No, I'm not. First of all.
This was before they won.
My Ben Simmons and Wentz and all this stuff. And now my father, fear the deer.
Sad, man.
I might as well go tell you the whole rest of the story. The rest of the story, too, is at the end of the game last night, at 11:45, you ready? Hell of a win, !
Oh, come on, man.
Dude, hell of a win.
Shame.
Come on, man.
I didn't even respond. How can my own father send me hell of a win? Take joy.
Dude, if he sent you that, it was a very entertaining game. All right. But no, he went hell of a win. Like, he's a Bucks fan.
Yeah, like exclamation. That connotes Bucks fandom.
Oh, you don't think he's going to get one of the Bucks champion t-shirts?
Listen, who knows?
Oh, God.
Maybe, you know, whatever his girl says. I don't know. Next thing you know, he's going to be a Packers fan.
Little Simmons in him there.
I mean, you know.
You can fly off to London.
I mean, you know.
Maya Jama?
No. Maya Jama. All I know is.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, she might be.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, let's go to Aaron. Aaron, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Hello, Aaron.
What's going on, Ant?
Oh, Big A, what's happening, buddy?
Buddy, I'm not. I was going to come in here and apologize for being a Ben lover, a Carson lover. I'm not apologizing. I'm going to tell you why I ain't apologizing. I can't help it if I got duped. I wanted something better for my team. I thought these was bright young stars that was going to do something for us. I can't do it. I can't act like, you know, I didn't like them when they was here, but they left ugly. So now I don't like none of them. But yeah, when they was here, I liked them. And, you know, until they last season, it seemed like they're last, because I know Ben's out of here. Until they last season, I couldn't stand them. Now I can't stand them. You know, because they didn't put their all into Philadelphia. They didn't put their all into this team. Into their teams. It's just a disgrace. And I'm not going to apologize for that, Anthony. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to apologize for being a fan, a homer, and looking on the bright side of things and trying to get a championship, want to see a championship in this city.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, brother.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But here's the trade that if they don't get Lillard, which we all want, we want them to get Killer Dame, whatever. You got Buddy Hield and you got Marvin Bagley. I'll take both of them.
If you can't
get them, I'll take them. Because, I mean, if they don't give you Lillard, what you going to take? Give me something you're going to take.
I got no interest in Marvin Bagley. Stinks. Buddy Hield's 100, does one thing.
It's true. Well, we need somebody to get the ball.
I got no interest.
All right, so give me an interest in something we can do.
Well, I mean,
I got no hope nowhere. There's no hope nowhere.
All right. Well, I mean, that's why Daryl Morey's the president and those agents. And could get, like, presumably he knows guys that could become available before the public does. So, I mean, that's why. Listen, if I was in that spot, you know, I'd do better than Bagley and Buddy Hield.
Yeah. And that Indiana stuff don't look great to me.
Oh, that's
so
better.
I don't know.
But that's better.
You think it's better?
Yeah. Okay. Brogdon and LeVert and a pick? Yeah, way better.
So I try to watch Aaron Nola, you know, my namesake yesterday. I'm looking at the game. What is he doing out there, man?
It's terrible, brother.
What is he doing, man? What is he pitching out there? He's nibbling around the plate.
Yes,
Just put it right there, a fastball down. I mean, does he have a fastball?
Yes.
Okay, I just didn't realize it yesterday. I didn't see too many.
Well, you know, the problem is, and it was weird because this year he's gotten it up. Like, he's gotten it up to 94. He was throwing pretty hard at times.
But no,
you're right. Listen, he didn't have good stuff. He's been nibbling. I mean, I saw the same thing.
So we need a number two pitcher and a number three pitcher.
I don't know what we need, brother.
brother, we need a lot.
You want to go? You got the.
You know I'm at Fan Fest already.
You got it, right? You got it. Yeah.
You know I'm in the house. All right.
Late. Aaron Nola. Dude, what are we going to do with these Phillies too? Every time, I feel like Pacino. It's true though. Every time I go, you know what? I'm wrapping my arms around you. I'm in. They just kick you.
Well, I mean, I'm not jumping off the train. Train's not done.
Obviously, it's not.
The Nola train. The Nola caboose got unlocked.
Let me ask you a real question. Honest question. Can you win a division with Nola not pitching big in big games?
It'll make it a lot more tough, yeah.
You can't win if Nola is bad in big games.
It hasn't just been big games at this point. It's just it's every start. I mean, he's terrible. His ERA in the month of June was 6.
Come on, man.
That's awful.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I know, it'll be tough. It would be tough to only have Wheeler, Eflin occasionally, more than occasionally, but occasionally, even though he's injured right now.
Dude, you can't win. Let's be real.
No, you would need another arm.
You can't win a division if Aaron Nola has an ERA near 5.
Yeah, because he's your number 2 starter.
What, are we kidding ourselves? Are we delusional?
Maybe.
You got illusions?
By the way, I want to play some audio for you coming up in a little bit.
No, it's probably not going to be good.
No, it's nothing to do with our teams. I'm just curious to get your take on it. Did you hear what happened with Deion Sanders yesterday?
No idea.
All right. I'll save the audio for you.
Right.
It's about one of his press conferences, and he did not like how he was addressed.
Oh,
he walked off.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
I hate Deion Sanders. I know. I hate him.
I know.
Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on 97.5 for that. Hello, Nick.
What's up, cuz?
Yo, Nick.
Yeah, I was just calling in about Ben trade, like how the Kings came out and said that they wouldn't give up Fox for him. Is that like a bad look for us? Like, I wouldn't consider that much.
You know what the thing is, brother? Listen, there is no, don't believe all these rumors and all this NBA gossip. It's all People Magazine stuff. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. Daryl Morey and it will be working with Ben's agent and the whole thing. Rich Paul, like, they're going to make stuff. They'll make something happen. I don't know how good it's going to be, but they'll make it happen.
Yeah, I got a lot of faith in Daryl Morey. Look what he did in about like 15 minutes when he came over last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you keep, like, any rumor that's out there, you got to give less credence to. Because it's out there. I'll say one thing, and I hope I'm not talking out of school, but I go way back with Woj, right? And Woj, who is a great, the best NBA reporter out there, right? He and I were in a business together. We both worked in New York. And so we're still buddies. And I was talking to him offline. We were just talking about NBA, Sixers, the whole thing. And he had a great point. He said, listen, be careful with internet kind of stories and posts and all this other nonsense. You know, those guys, it's all fiction.
Yeah, they're just trying to get their name out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and another thing, do you think, like, I don't want to get rid of Matisse, but, well, I would love to get Dame in the trade, but if we get rid of Matisse in that trade, if we get back like Rocco, because I wouldn't consider Matisse to make the jump to be a
I don't want anything
starter.
To do with Rocco. Rocco stinks.
Yeah.
You saw all you need to know about Covington, right? When he refused, in the Celtics series, what did he do? He fouled to get out of the games.
Yeah.
He stinks. I want nothing to do with Covington.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll trade anybody for Dame. Seriously, I love Matisse to death. I do. I love that kid. I love Maxie, but I get Dame. I love you guys. I wish you well.
Yeah, and if we get him, I think it's a championship to come.
Yeah, sure. Without a doubt. Thanks, buddy. Who we got? Javon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Javon.
Hey, how you doing, Andy?
What's up, babe?
Hey, I was calling. I wanted to know if somehow we can't free Dame from that horrible pizza over there in Portland.
You believe that too, Javon? I mean, seriously. The best pizza in the country? In Portland?
That's no.
My Lord.
Would you be interested in taking CJ McCollum?
You know, it's funny. Tunis and I were talking about this. And I like CJ McCollum. And I guess if I got no choice, like, I like him better than Buddy Hield and the other stiff, Marvin Bagley. But, I mean, to me, it's like you got to just, I hate to say Dame or bust, but if you're going to really win a championship, Dame, you need another killer to go with the big guy, right, with Joe. So, I don't know, is McCollum, Tobias, Embiid, is that enough?
I mean, it might be because here's the thing, you know, Portland don't get a lot of superstars, so it might be hard to pry them away from Portland. I mean, you think the last time they had a superstar was what? Maybe what? Brandon Roy?
Wow, Brandon Roy's a bust-out name.
You know, so it might be hard to get him away from Portland.
I mean, listen, if he wants, the point is not that they want to trade, because they don't want to trade him. The point is he wants out, right? So if he wants out, what does that mean? It means I can't get anything. I can't get fleeced. So, like, if you could sell, hey, look, Dame wants to go try to win something. He's not as confident here. We got to move him. But look, we got this guy who, if we unlock his talent, could be a generational player. I mean, that's how you spin it.
Well, you know, it was hard watching Giannis, where Ben has the same game.
I know.
He just wants shoot.
And the same thing, the same game. And it's so sickening, right? That here's Giannis. Here's freaking Giannis, who he don't care if he shoots air balls. Hack a Giannis. You know, none of that stuff. Like, he don't care about none of it. He goes out and balls. Nobody could guard him. Javon, nobody. And look what he did.
He shot incredible from the free throw line last
17-19.
Oh, my God. Hey, you got to tell your dad he's not invited to Thanksgiving dinner.
Can you believe that?
Period, dear.
Javon, what am I supposed to do?
He's disowned, man.
It's my father. You know what I'm saying? It's tough.
You got to convert him, man. You got to convert him back.
I don't know what happened. I don't know if I worry about the women weaken legs part. You know what I'm saying?
And I got to throw this in there. Like I said, first time caller, long time listener, man. I want to say Brocano.
Brocano! You're going to Fan Fest! Hold on, Javon. Fan Fest it is. Brocano. That's your secret word. You say it, you get your tickets. Fan Fest. That goes anytime. Up until Fan Fest. Brocano is the password. The not-so-secret password.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.